Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Now, health coach Christina Aston is with me here on the programme because Christina wants to share her story, her desire to become a parent, and how often difficult communications and conversations with medics could perhaps be handled a little bit better. Christina, you're very welcome to the programme. Thank you for getting in touch with us and joining us today. Can you share a little bit of your story with listeners?
Hi, Andrea. Good afternoon. Thanks for reaching out. So basically, I am 45, just turned 45, and I'm only just now in a situation where I feel confident in going forward to try to have a child. So I've just been in Bali for 6 months working and living there. And now I'm in France, where my partner is from. And then recently we booked an appointment with a fertility expert here in a local hospital, and we went in just earlier this week. Now I've done, you know, so much background research and lab work myself on this. I've got 5 years worth of lab works.
You mean in terms of your own, you know, bloods and AMH exactly. levels, and you've all the paperwork and research that you've previously done with medics.
Exactly. Most of it just by myself with labs. But I have 5 years worth of those biomarkers. And most recently in Bali, I did some AMH and some other blood works. And then a few years ago in Wicklow, when I was living in Wicklow, went into a clinic in Bray, and they did a full blood work up for me as well. Back then I was 42. And they gave me absolutely thumbs up. I remember the consultant was wonderful. She said, your fertility is excellent for 42-year-olds. I hope to see you back in here soon with a bump, and looking forward to helping you with the pregnancy. She didn't know, of course, that I was recently divorced and single at the time, and that it would take me a further 19 months to meet the guy that I'm engaged to now. But so she said to me at the time, and I remember it very distinctly, she was really great. She dealt with it very well. She said, you have excellent fertility, you're a 42-year-old, but I just would really love to tell you, really like to warn you that it will fall off a cliff when you're 45, around when you're 45. And I thanked her, and I thought in my head, I'm like, there's no way you'll be 45. I'll meet someone soon. Surely I'll meet someone soon that I'll want to settle down with and have a family with. And I was kind of like, you know, feeling confident. But time goes by so fast, as I'm sure your listeners will agree, and you. And roll on. Here I am, just turned 45, and it's only just in the last 6 to 8 months that I've really been consciously trying to conceive. Nothing yet. But I am a very positive person, and I am a very healthy person. And I read up a lot on all of these, all the preeminent books on the matter. But so I was going to this doctor because I wanted, obviously, to find a home for my journey here in France while I'm here, and advice, and, you know, to handle all the data points that I've been collecting. So I went in with a full report. And he asked my passport, and I gave it to him. He's like 1981. Okay. And then he looked at my AMH, and he just basically dismissed me. He was just like, nah. He's like, there's nothing that you can do. There's no treatment for you. You have very low AMH, and you're 45, and that's it. He said that you should grieve and go home. He said, you have a 0.00001% chance of conception, basically a miracle for you to conceive, and you should just kind of come to terms with that, grieve, and move on with your life. He said your eggs are 45 years old, and so at no point did he look at all of my other numbers. And of course, I am not delusional. I know that my numbers are low, and I know that there is a very a low chance of me getting pregnant. Though I try to keep positive, but I'm not delusional. The point, why I was so upset, and I actually just said to him, I was like, I was quite in shock. I kind of thought he was being I thought he was kind of being a bit like joking or something like that, you know, a more Irish style, but no, he was very French, and I love the French, but he was just like, no. I said, well, you know, I was kind of flabbergasted. I was like, well, you know, lifestyle, habits, you know, inflammation, keeping that low over the, so it's not 45 years that your eggs are sitting there ready to ovulate. It's 45 years. Of course, we all know you're born with all the eggs that you'll ever have. And they've been sitting in my body for 45 years, but they only come out of dormancy about six months. And then the final 90 days come into maturity. And those 90 days are so important in the environment in which they grow and develop. And there is a lot that women can do to influence that environment, inflammation wise. Nervous system, sleep, nutrition, inflammation in general, insulin levels, all of this data, none of it was, he didn't mention anything. He didn't mention ubiquinol, which any woman who's done any level of research into having a child will know ubiquinol is one of the most widely researched supplements that you should be taking. Of course, you're taking a prenatal. But
yeah. But so literally just the date of birth or the year of birth, Christina, was all that was kind of looked at and told. What was it you said to let go, to grieve and to accept?
He said grieve and let go home. Yeah, he said you should just grieve. He said, you should just grieve. You've got a 0 point, and I can't remember exactly how many zeros, but I was kind of in shock. But it was at least three zeros. 0.0001% chance of conception, which, you know what, it could be true factually, but what I was upset with was the fact that he made me feel completely helpless. And any lady walking in there with her man or otherwise would feel, who didn't have a good knowledge of her health and a good knowledge of the subject as I do, would leave feeling completely disheartened and completely just giving up, not knowing that there is so much that we can do. And I really think that in so many ways, women in their 40s are being let down by people like this who literally make them feel like their time is up, their days are numbered, they may as well go home, give up. Legs up on the sofa and watch Netflix all evening and drink. Well, sure, what difference does it make anyway? Which is not true at all. And then, I'm a health coach. I am an avid believer in lifestyle, in nutrition, in nervous system health, in resistance training. I'm a personal trainer as well. I'm a meditation teacher. This is my
it's
life.
Your world,
I love
really,
this
isn't
stuff.
It? Yeah.
Yes, it is my world. I'm so immersed in it. And to meet someone like this is just, I honestly walked out.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe it. I walked out of the meeting.
And when you shared, Christina, your story on social media, what sort of response have you had from, I'm sure, other couples that, maybe in various different parts of the world or here in Ireland have found themselves facing similar kind of feedback?
Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah, it's quite sad to think of it, to be honest. Yeah, it really is. Just kind of know your days are numbered. You may as well give up. Of course, you hear all these beautiful stories. So many women reach out to me and men too, with beautiful stories. There's so many stories. But I'm sure for every positive story, there's also several, sad ones as well. And I know that it's a really tough subject for women who have found themselves in a situation that they're struggling with their infertility or just a late stage kind of wanting to have a baby in their 40s and 45s. But one other thing that I was actually quite interested in sharing with you, and I just love to share with maybe even your younger listeners in maybe their 30s. I had a full workup when I was 40 in the Lister Hospital in London because I was considering then freezing my eggs. And I got a really, really good score of my fertility. And at the time, I was just like, and then I mentioned earlier in this chat that I did it again when I was 42. But at 40, I was actually really considering freezing my eggs, but I just decided not to do it. The trajectory between 40 and now, just 2 weeks ago when I did my latest numbers, 45, well, I was literally just a week before my birthday, I think, is huge. My point being that the lady in Bray who gave me that warning was completely right. And she said, your fertility will fall off the cliff at 45. Now, every woman is different. Everyone's different.
But in your case, that advice
My point
was...
is that you can be perfectly healthy, like really healthy, top 3% healthy in your age bracket. And biology will do its thing. So my thing to younger women is really go ahead and get your eggs frozen if you're not in a position that you want to have a baby yet. really go ahead and do it. Don't hesitate.
And
that's my opinion,
yeah,
anyway.
You know, look, and that's it's a fair point. And you know, I can tell from some of the messages, Christina, coming in. You know, there's many of our listeners who find themselves in a very similar position and situation to you. But I suppose, despite all of the feedback and the recent medical report that you've got yourself, despite all of that, you know, you're still kind of very headstrong and determined that this is something you want to do. You want to do everything you possibly can to become a parent.
Well, look, there's many ways to live a life, and I'm in full kind of acceptance that this might not happen to me. And I think that's an important point. Another thing that happens to a lot of women in my position is that they start tiptoeing around themselves. You know, they stop working out. They have to rest. It's really, really tough mentally as well to go ahead and believe that, no, this can happen. Yeah. I'm someone who is really into like walking and nature and hiking and lifting weights and being a really active person. And for a while there, I was tiptoeing around myself. And it was especially, I just kind of come back to France and it was a new place. And I just really felt miserable. After 3 weeks, I was like, that's it. I need to go back and start working out. This is ridiculous.
Well, I hope.
So I went back to lifting.
I hope, Christina, this message here might be a nice kind of maybe an end to the conversation today. This listener has got in touch to say, I'm just listening to Christina's story this afternoon, and I just want you to please tell her to keep the faith, and that all the 0.00000s after all of that, I conceived naturally. I had my baby 4 weeks before my 49th birthday. That was now 7 years ago. I don't know how helpful it is to hear messages like that, but I do just want to point that out, says this listener. The email, if you want to share your own story, is lunchtimelive@newstalk.com. Christina, thanks a million for joining us today. The best of luck, the best of luck in the future. And I do really appreciate you joining us to share your story and your experience with us. That is health coach Christina Aston with us here on the programme.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.